Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. 9 out of 10 new businesses fail within the first 2 years of startup. And of those businesses, the restaurant business can be one of the toughest to run. I'm always amazed at how some restaurant owners just don't get it as to how to best turn a profit and keep their customers happy. I've never run a restaurant business, but my wife's father had one for 40 years. And I frequent dining establishments a lot because of my work and the travel it entails. First off, it matters how good the food is, of course, but I've been served cold soup, brown, wilted lettuce, broken eggs, toast coming late, meals served sporadically instead of all patrons getting their meals at the same time. You name it, it's all, in my opinion, inexcusable. But there are so many other things that can hurt a restaurant to the point where folding up shop eventually becomes necessary, and we all want to avoid that, of course. The face of the business are the staff out front, and needless to say, if they are undertrained, not trained at all, ornery, rude, or just plain not likable, the restaurant is off to a very bad start. Not having your ducks in a row on opening day is a killer. Sure, there are some people that will give you a break on this one, but not me and many others like me. You either have it together or don't open until you do. Either that or give a break on the price, but of course that will never happen. New restaurants, by the fact that they are new, will usually garner lots of customers at first, but if someone has a bad experience on opening day or opening month, he or she will be sure to tell their friends, and there goes a whole slew of people that might have come through the doors. Restaurants live and die by word of mouth, and owners have to be sure the word will be a glowing one. Cleanliness is tantamount. I once went to a sandwich shop whose bathroom was utterly disgusting. Another supposedly 5-star steakhouse in Portland I went to had a cart of dirty dishes in the entranceway. Are you kidding me? A well-known eatery up near my house that eventually folded had an entranceway that smelled like soured fruit. Floors with leftover food from previous customers, dirty or greasy condiment containers on your table, crumbs on your seat, or gum under that table all reek of very poor management. Paying attention to the details as to what is served and when is also a way to maximize profits and might mean the difference between staying open or locking the doors somewhere down the line. For example, a popular chain restaurant in the Carolinas I visited was packed every night. When I asked the waitress, who was obviously also very well trained, what the secret was, she said she had a full week of training, both written off-duty, and with a trainer in real time. They had strict rules. Sit people at clean tables and floors were always checked, and the tables and condiment containers were also checked prior to seating. They offered cocktails within 3 minutes of seating, and they get those cocktails to the table immediately along with the menus. They know that alcohol stimulates appetite, throws frugality out the window, and that drinks are highly profitable. People are a bit more patient with booze in them, order more, and also order more drinks. They never brought breadsticks or any food before people ordered their food, as it fills people up and then they order less. All meals were checked by the cook, a main cook or manager as well, and the server as to temperature, accuracy, and appearance. And any one person in the loop could turn food back without fear of retribution. Brilliant, I thought. What a concept. A restaurant that has well-trained people, thoughtful service and timing, clean surroundings, and attention to every detail. In conclusion, I want to give a word about restaurant reviews. We have a few restaurant review social media sites here in my county, and many are rife with positive reviews, and most with positive reviews only. Post a bad review, and sometimes the administrator will remove it, and some people even chastise the posting party if it makes it on the site for not being understanding when it comes to the difficulty of running such an establishment. Excuse me, but reviews are supposed to be honest. Sure, it might be harsh on some owners, but people work hard for their money, as I do, and they deserve to get their money's worth. Brain surgery is hard too, but who's going to be understanding if they blow it because they are new or having a bad day? Honest reviews better both customers and restaurant owners. Customers get value, and owners get to know what they're doing wrong so they can fix it and ultimately survive. And isn't both of these goals what we're all after anyway? That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and also watching the restaurants, baby. My newscast today expresses my opinion only. is not meant as investment advice, maybe restaurant advice, but may not represent the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, in California, insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Kuhn. It's a crime. Share it fairly. Don't take his last mile.